The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Ken Show.
Aloha! Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Oh my God, it's my favorite hibiscus soap. I love this hibiscus-shaped soap so much that Bubble Genius actually named it after me. It's Bob's favorite hibiscus soap. Go to bubblegenius.com/bob-hibiscus for soap that not only smells like Hawaii, but it massages your hands while you wash. I personally don't use any other hand soap, and I think you'll be hooked too. Only $8 for a 3-pack at bubblegenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E, easy, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at bubblegenius.com. And now, let's start the damn show.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
The WWE is once again searching for that rising star, searching for that phoenix rising from the ashes of the yesteryears. Well, that blazing star is now here. He is a 290-pound, 6-foot submission specialist, suplex machine, a ground-and-pound beast mode monster, in-your-face, one-ass-kicking maniac that will bring the fight to anyone. And the WWE asks, who is tough enough? But I think the bigger question is the WWE tough enough for Bionic Dan Bedante?
Wherever you go, you can listen to the news. You can sleep with the blues on this wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, July 9, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Indeed.
Hi, how are you?
God bless his mental kids and all that.
We're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com, the best soap in the world. We're also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Or better yet, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and get free legal advice. This is only for our listeners. thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez, or click the link on the podcast page, and you'll get free legal advice. And who doesn't need free legal advice in these litigious times? I don't even know what that means. Also, thanks to our affiliates, littlegreenfootballs.com and The Huffington Post. We just jumped past $2,200 on Patreon. It was a huge leap. It was huge, as Bernie Sanders says. Huge. It was huge. From last week to this week, last Thursday to this Thursday. Amazing. Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. It's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Sponsor the show. Why don't you? Okay. Well, whenever Fox and Friends jumps into it, they jump into it with both feet. They jump into it head first. We've got a couple of great Fox and Friends, and by great I mean effing terrible clips from Fox and Friends. One is about gender equality and the other one is about same-sex marriage, and you can only imagine what goes down on Fox and Friends. Plus, Ted Nugent talked about the Confederate flag. What do you think he thinks of the Confederate flag, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
What, how do you think Ted Nugent comes down on the Confederate flag issue?
Oh, I the reason I was zoning out is because I didn't even really need it. You didn't need an answer for that. Come on.
Plus, we've got some election 2016 news. We have got one story in our election news today, and it's the only story you need to know for the entire damn week. It's not Trump. It's not Huckabee. It's not Ben Carson putting everyone to sleep. Jesse Ventura released a video, and I think it was today that he released this video, in which he tears down all of the GOP candidates and basically says they have none of them have any chance of winning, which is funny because Jesse Ventura has no chance of winning. Jesse Ventura is running for president, if you missed our after party last week. And so he goes through all of the most choice quotes from the Republican candidates and just starts busting on them. At one point, he's talking about sex and how great sex is. No discussion. I was hoping for a mention of thermite paint. Didn't get anything about thermite paint. So we're going to get to that a little later. Plus a few things we didn't get to on our Tuesday show, including the gun-shaped iPhone case, which is a really stupid idea. Plus, we may talk about the subway guy, Jared Fogle.
Oh, yeah. Jared Fogle.
And a fantastic new law that's coming out of all places, Tennessee. Tennessee has got this great animal protection law that I was thrilled to see. And I think there should be more of them. We'll talk about that later on the show. But first, we got to get to Fox and Friends talking about selling cakes to gay people. As if this issue wasn't beaten to death enough over the last few months. Aren't we done with this? I mean, weren't we debating, like, selling cakes to gay people, like, 3 months ago?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, this Fox and Friends is never going to stop beating the crap out of this. This is it doesn't matter how dead the horse is. It's gonna, mm-hmm. just going to keep on going.
Yeah, they're just going to keep on effing that chicken.
Of course.
They love to eff the chicken. They're chicken effers at Fox and Friends.
So just like Farva, Super Troopers.
So basically, well, we've got this audio here. We'll dive into this Fox and Friends audio where they're talking about same-sex marriage, and they have a recommendation for anyone who's having a gay wedding as to where specifically to get your cake if bakers won't sell you a cake because you're gay. This will knock your socks off.
Well, here's a story we've been telling you about for the last 2 years. Out in Gresham, Oregon, a company called...
So they've been covering this story for 2 years.
Two years, right there, he admits it.
And they haven't said enough about the story they've been covering for 2 years. It's 2 years now.
Sweet Cakes was approached by a lesbian couple, and they were asked to make a cake for a same-sex marriage. They said, we can't because that conflicts with our religious beliefs. And this past week, a judge said up there, apparently, that they did discriminate because they refused to make the cake. And so they were going to be ordered to pay a $135,000 fine. And if they didn't pay that, they would wind up with a lien on their house.
That's right. This was debated yesterday on The View, where Candace Cameron Bure says this is a constitutional fight.
Yeah,
well done
and,
by her.
And given,
by the way, I cut out the view. There's a clip from
That's
The View
fine.
In there.
Yeah,
I just
definitely.
Trimmed it right, you, right the hell
thank
out
God
of
for,
it.
Thank God for sparing me from Candace Cameron.
What has happened with the Supreme Court and the ruling on same-sex marriage, now what the Supreme Court has said is now colliding with the baker's right to freedom of religious expression.
It's interesting. The bakers actually have baked for this couple before.
Yeah.
They just said they didn't want to do it and couldn't do it on their wedding day because it opposed religiously. Honestly, I think if someone hated my marriage, my relationship, thought that it was sinful... The last thing I would ask them.
Yeah, I mean, she just brushes that off. Well, they just opposed it religiously. Who cares? Why doesn't anyone buy that? Why is that so hard to believe? Well, because of course it's obnoxious and discriminatory.
Right.
You just can't. You can't yank a Bible verse out of your bunghole and say this is why I can't sell you a cake. We're gonna rewind. You know, whatever it is, 1960 years. To the teachings of Paul the Apostle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then we're going to ignore all the other shit because, you know, doesn't matter. You know, drunkards could come in and we will sell them a cake. Doesn't matter. Even though Paul forbids being drunk. Paul also forbids debating, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
well, again, that was the thing that I talked about when I mentioned the crazy South Carolina guy, Lee Bright, the other day.
Right.
It's the idea that your life is ruled by a book that was written 2,000 years ago.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I think it was Sam Harris made a really great point. He's like, you know, what happens if like 2,000 years from now, somebody digs up Star Wars and says, oh, that's our Bible.
Right.
Our Bible's Harry Potter.
It's like Galaxy Quest, where the Thermians find the historical documents and then pattern their entire lives around the Galaxy Quest TV show.
That's exactly what our culture is. It's one big episode of Galaxy. It's one big Galaxy Quest. We found this book forever ago and just decided, that's it.
By Grabthar's hammer, we shall forbid gay marriage.
what a savings.
Yeah, you know, and we haven't even gotten to the salient line in this Fox and Friends clip.
To do is bake me a cake.
That's why
I would want
wedding,
them as far from this sacred day to me as possible.
Just get a Carvel cake.
I would want you anywhere near my relationship if you...
Brian Kilmeade, never disappoint. Brian Kilmeade always bringing the stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, even though they were saying terrible things, Ducey and Hasselbeck were both, you know, kind of doing okay, putting words together, forming sentences. Then Kilmeade jumps in and says, why don't they get a Carvel cake?
He is genuinely one of the dumbest people on television, if not the dumbest.
He really is. He is just dumb. When we were talking
about shockingly stupid.
We were talking
like stupid like you can't figure out how he manages to breathe and speak at the same time.
The thing is that we talked about the brain room, the Fox News brain room, and I'm increasingly convinced that he has one of these heads that you can unscrew the top of his head, pop his brain out, or even better, like in Ren and Stimpy, you can reach in there with a tweezer and pull the brain out through the ear. Little tiny walnut brain, just pop it right out, just take it right out and stick it in the brain room. Just leave it there.
I don't give him that much credit. I don't think he has anything between his ears. I don't think he's got a goddamn thing.
He's got a donkey taking a nap under a tree. Right. That's what's inside his head. So he says, why don't you go get a Carvel cake? Well, the first problem with going and getting a Carvel cake, it's a Carvel cake! They're ridiculous-looking ice cream cakes.
Fudgy the Whale.
Cookie Puss.
Yep, Cookie Puss would work for a lesbian wedding, wouldn't it?
I guess so. There was also Cupie Puss. Here's the commercial. Here's the old Carvel. If you're not familiar with Carvel, there was this guy, Tom Carvel, who ran this chain of ice cream stores, and they made ice cream cakes. It was the freshest ice cream ever. And he would do his own commercials, and he had this sort of marble mouth delivery, like he was.
He sounded like, as Patton Oswalt said, he sounded like Tom Waits gargling hot asphalt.
Exactly. Here's Tom Carvel trying to sell you a Cupie Puss for Valentine's Day.
Here's Carvel's newest addition. This is a Cupie Puss for Valentine's Day. And your participating Carvel ice cream dealer would just love to show and make a Cupie Puss Valentine's cake. There it is. Cupie Puss.
I will. My penis is now inverted in my body.
And what's
wow,
so funny?
That is just, that's nothing's more romantic than Tom Carvel talking about Valentine's Day.
So that's right. Same-sex marriage people, if you really need a cake, go to Carvel, which doesn't exist anymore, by the way, Kilmeade. There are no more Carvel ice cream stores anymore. But you go there anyway and buy a Cupie Puss for your wedding. Or better yet, you can get Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale is back. That's a whale of a cake for a whale of a dad at your participating Carvel ice cream store. Yep. And this year, your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts.
What do you just say?
Loaded with fudge and nuts.
Loaded with fudge and
nuts. Oh, yep. And this year, your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts. And you can get...
Can I get away with that?
Well, he said it. You didn't. I mean, you were just pointing it out.
I was... Yeah, well, yeah, but...
Serve 20 people. But if you want to send Fudgy the Whale to a whale of a dad anywhere in the Carvel territory, you call the phone number that you see here. Thank you. And have a happy day, Dad.
Have a happy thing, Dad. That's how we wrap up. Have a happy thing, Dad.
Yep.
He's almost like, you know what? He sounds like Dan Bedondi's dad. Is Dan Bedondi? Let's check and see. Can we check the birth certificate and see if Dan Bedondi's dad is Tom Carvel?
What he did, what Kilmeade did, is he, you know how we make cultural references for our generation? He's making a cultural reference to the people who watch Fox News. Oh, yeah, sure. I remember Tom Carvel. I remember going to, honey, you remember going to Carvel?
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, anyone who's younger than the age of 30 has no idea who Tom Carvel was. The Carvel ice cream stores. I mean, they were really, really popular in the late 70s and early 80s, but that was about it. He sold off the stores. And weirdly, Tom Carvel died of suspicious circumstances. His family accused these two Carvel ice cream store employees of embezzling like millions of dollars and then knocking off Tom Carvel. So they had his body exhumed. And I wasn't able to find the results of the...
Choked on his own ice cream cake.
That's right. And this is what's so funny about Tom Carvel's voice is it sounded like when he would speak, it sounded like he had a mouthful of ice cream cake. He had a mouthful of Fudgy the Whale. He had a mouthful of Cupie Puss. But yeah. So if gay people, go to Carvel. And good luck finding one. Because they don't exist. All right. So moving along. I guess we can squeeze this in before the break. Keith Abloh is a He is a of the highest order.
He's a really bad person.
He is.
He had that one moment there, that one moment where it looked like, you know, he said, well, I can't even remember what he said that was smart. And I thought maybe all this time he's been sort of hustling Fox and now Duggars. he's going to turn.
Yeah, it was on the Duggar thing. He was right about the Duggars.
That's right. But no, he's the broken clock that's right once a day.
Well, he was
twice.
He was with the, the Fox and Friends has the medical A-team.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
The medical A-team. And he's a member of it.
Who the f*** is the B-team?
It's like a sock puppet and a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
But Keith Abloh was on as part of the medical A-team and determined that gender equality will lead to more men beating up women. Just like, what's his name? DeAndre Johnson. Punching. Did you see the tape of him punching that woman at a bar?
I did. Wow.
I mean, I'm surprised she was still standing up. That was shocking to see. And he said, basically, Keith Abloh, and I've got it's not worth even playing the tape. But he basically said that that's going to happen more often because of gender equality. He said, listen, if you're saying that it's just fine to flip a girl onto her back in a wrestling match, I don't know where he's getting that, and then pinning her to the ground and take some joy in that, well, then I guess if you're at a bar and she slaps you, you punch her in the face. Not in Abloh's world, he said. He's referring to himself in the third person. Not in Abloh's world, because he'd never be wrestling her to begin with. You know, and he goes on to effusively say that, I'm just not into punching women. I don't punch women. Did I say I don't punch women? Let me just emphasize one more time. In Abloh's world, no punching of women whatsoever. No.
I kick them hard in the leg so that their leg snaps in half. Then I can knee them in the face as they go down. That's not punching.
I remove their skins and make like a woman suit out of their skins.
Yes.
After keeping them in a dungeon, telling them to put the lotion on their skin.
House Abloh, my blades are sharp. I flay them.
But yeah, so look out. If there's gender equality, there's going to be a lot more beatings, except from Abloh, not in Abloh's world.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we shouldn't have any kind of equality at all.
Abloh's world, party time, no punching women. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yeah, welcome back. Okay, got a lot of show here still to go. Okay, so I'm going to save Jesse Ventura for the fourth segment of the show. because I get the feeling we're just going to really be able to sink our teeth into that one. Plus, that's the story I'm most excited about because you'll get to do your impression, which makes me shit my pants every single time. Man, I've been laughing about the after party. If you haven't listened to the after party, last Friday's after party, you don't know what you're missing. You can go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez and sign up for it there, or at bobseska.com. Get it? I mean, if only to listen to last Friday's after party. First of all, Taryn was on the show, and then we got to talking about Jesse Ventura, who appeared on Alex Jones to announce that he's running for president, and he just went off with his Jesse Ventura impression, which is priceless, only because the words thermite paint come up, which is just the most... Is that even a real thing? Is thermite paint... It's
a
real thing.
He said that a lot. Like, Opie and Anthony used to joke about that quite a bit. But it's true. Yeah, he was, for a while, that was his big conspiracy theory. That, you know, that a crew had come in, and a lot of conspiracy theorists, a lot of the 9/11 truthers believe this, that crews came in ahead of time and used, I won't even say the two words, used that on the beams in order to melt them and bring down the towers.
Nice.
So it's for real.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then he did an entire episode of that conspiracy theory show where he sneaks into where I can't remember the name of the actual area of JFK where they keep and they may still be keeping a lot of the pieces of the original World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And it's just it's just hilarious. I snuck past this guard.
I mean, it's awfully...
Let's see if we can get past him.
I mean, the whole idea of using thermite paint to melt the beams, that's awfully like a Batman villain kind of thing to do. I am going to use thermite paint to melt the beams. That's my terrible Cesar Romero voice.
Cesar Romero, who just f***ed a leprechaun, apparently.
Well, he had that... What did he have? He spoke with some sort of brogue in that character. Like, Joker had like a... Irish accent or something.
You know what he was? James Adomian, who's an awesome stand-up comic, does this really great bit about gay villains.
Yeah.
Where he says, you know, why are all the best villains really, really gay? And then, you know, he talks about the Joker.
Yeah.
But he also talks about, like, anytime you see the Sheriff of Nottingham played this, you know, oh, Robin.
Right. And of course, you know, Lindsey Graham, he's another gay villain.
He is a gay villain. You like shooting skeet.
That's right. He loves it.
I like shooting skeet.
All right. Let's get to, speaking of shooting skeet, here's Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent weighed in on the Confederate flag issue. You know, because Ted Nugent's all about the South. He's so Southern. You know,
a guy born in Detroit.
Right.
He seems to have this. I mean, granted, there are racists everywhere, but yeah, he seems to have this his shtick would seem to fly much more in the South. And it does.
By the way, I'm kind of glad that this clip of Ted Nugent talking about defending the Confederate flag is over a telephone on a radio show, because he is super whistly. He talks for a living. That's basically what he does now. You'd think he'd get his teeth fixed so that every S didn't sound like he was blowing through a slide whistle or something.
That's true. He does, doesn't he?
He's got the...
He sounds like the grandpa on, or the old man on Family Guy, the old child molester.
It really gets... I mean, not only is he annoying himself, but that whistly S that he does... I mean, it's not like a sibilant S. It's not like he's saying, oh, this is super. No, it's like, it's actually a whistle sound, and you can kind of hear it.
Wouldn't that be great if he did talk that way? If, like, you know, that was the way God or whatever had blessed him into that was his actual speaking voice.
If he had the gay voice?
So that he's like, so that he, you know, he gets up on stage, Obama, suck on my machine gun.
You subhuman mongrel. Here's Ted Nugent sounding like Ted Nugent and super whistly.
I believe that we always have to look at substance over symbolism. And I think we have to be honest. If we burned every Confederate flag today, would they stop shooting each other in Chicago?
There it is. Always got to go to Chicago. Always got to go to the violence in Chicago. Because that's indicative of all black people. All black people are just like the black people in Chicago.
Right.
yeah. ridiculous.
If we burn,
and needless to say, you're not talking about the shooting. You're talking about the thought process, mm-hmm. the philosophy that was behind the shooting.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we're talking about here. Jag off.
It really is.
In each other in Chicago. If we burn every Confederate flag today, would we stop the sanctuary cities from accommodating murderers and rapists and savage people? I think we have to concentrate
on... Savage people.
Savage people. That's right.
Translation? Those people.
Those people. Exactly.
Who's he talking to, by the way, who actually said, good point.
Yeah, let me see here. I've got the article up here. He was talking to a radio show he was on Blog Talk Radio, of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now, Ted Nugent's now doing Blog Talk Radio shows. It was called World Positive Thinkers.
Okay.
And this was during the debate in South Carolina over whether to remove the flag.
You know what's awesome? You know what that means? We could get him on this show.
Yeah,
we could. We have more listeners than...
Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
Blog Positive, the World Positive Bloggers or Thinkers, whatever the hell it is.
I'm still thinking we get Dan Bidondi on the show.
I think we should, totally.
I mean, we've been debating and waffling over whether to do this, because on one hand...
There you go, give him some waffles.
Give him some waffles.
God bless his mental kids and all that.
Right. But, I mean, we'll never... I mean, I think he would do it. I think he'd come on. And I think he'd be full of hubris, and that'd be even more fun. Because I'd want to, right. I just deliberately corner him into saying Netanyahu.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Who's the Prime Minister of Israel, Dan?
I'm not going to say it because you're just going to try to lower me.
Right.
No, Dan, I mean, let's have a conversation about Israel. And you're not going to be able to avoid saying who the Prime Minister is because he's responsible for basically half of what's going on over there. So just tell us.
I'm not going to do it. I'm terrible at pronouncing names and all of those dings. More dings. You're asking me to say more dings.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So, yeah, so Ted Nugent, really, really racist. Let's get to the rest of this clip here.
Substance instead of symbolism. I believe that if you believe the Confederate flag is one of honor for the Southern tradition, I believe you'd have every right in the world to display that flag and wave it proudly. I wave the POW flag at my place, the American flag, the Confederate flag.
Well, why would he put the Confederate flag up at his place in Michigan?
Because of what it represents to him, which is racism and douchiness and separating, keeping separate from the government and all that other bullshit.
Exactly.
That he stands for.
Yes, yes. And it is about race, too. I mean, there's an entire contingent of Americans who think the Confederates were actually kind of cool.
Yeah, well, they represent rebellion.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what they represent. They represent not, I mean, by virtue of who they were, they represent not going along with authority, in Firefly terms, the Alliance.
And no one's telling Ted Nugent that he can't continue to wave the Confederate flag on his compound. You know, we can say you're a moron and you're a racist and you're waving the Confederate flag and that makes being a moron and a racist even worse.
Yeah.
But no one's saying, let's pass a law that says Ted Nugent can no longer show the flag on his property.
Right.
You know,
it's
look,
flying it in an official capacity by the state.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too, if you're going to hang the Confederate flag outside of your house, and this is why you're doing it, you're deliberately inciting people to get pissed off at you. So don't be shocked when people, in fact, get pissed off at you.
Right.
If you're doing it to piss people off and they get pissed off, what else did you expect?
Exactly.
Go ask Ted Nugent to come and defend you with one of his animal-killing porn weapons. What an ass. We're going to take another break and come back with more show right after this.
Hey, folks. Conspiracy theorist and radio show host Alex Jones here to tell you about a brand new diet plan that I've been using and you should too. It's not a product of the Illuminati, the New World Order, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, or the shape-shifting lizard people from outer space. It's a fine product from the folks at Super Vitality Mail, and it works. Say hello to Super Vitality Males, punch yourself in the scrotum diet plan, and here's how it works. For a low monthly subscription fee of $12,000 a month, Super Vitality Male will send you weekly techniques for bashing the living hell out of your balls. Now, you might be thinking, ow, that's gotta hurt. Almost as much as when Obama uses tiny airplanes and helicopters to move the tornadoes all around. Sure, it might hurt for a few minutes, but after that, your testes develop a resistance to the punching, and they actually begin to manufacture vast quantities of what Super Vitality male scientists call skinny juice. That'll both increase your vitality and shed those unwanted pounds. Allow me to demonstrate using my sidekick, Dan Bidondi.
I'm InfoWars goon Dan Bidondi, and now I'll punch myself in the scrotum to prove that punch yourself in the scrotum really works. Ow! 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 Yikes! Ow! Ow! I think I have to go to the hospital. I feel skinny already in all of those dings. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was a damn witch.
That's right, Dan. You look dynamite. Now go eat your applesauce.
Can I take the cork off the fork?
No, sir. Yes, punch yourself in the scrotum really works. Check out my before and after photos. See that? Sure, you can't actually see the before and after pictures because this is radio. But trust me, I got the documents right here. I'm down to my high school wrestling weight in 60 days, thanks to Super Vitality Male's Punch Yourself in the Scrotum system. Go to InfoWars.com/scrotum and use the promo code I'm a sucker. Order today.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Scrotum.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yes, the second half of the show today brought to you by our Amazon link. All right, if you really, really, really love this show, you signed up on Patreon, and we thank you for that. But if you want to go shopping and you love this show, go to Amazon.com through our link. It's just below the logo at BobSeska.com. It says Amazon. Takes you to the. You click that link, it takes you right to the front page of Amazon.com. It's like going to Amazon on your own. But except everything you buy at Amazon, we get a small commission from it. Helps support the show, and we thank you for doing that. Okay, so moving along here to the Subway guy, Jared. I know we don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's, you know, it's the Subway guy. But, I mean, again, if you're a public figure...
Don't look at child porn.
Exactly. Exactly, because they're going
this is our
to
tip
get you.
For, this is our tip for Bob and Chez's tip for avoiding being arrested for child porn.
That's right.
If you're an average person, maybe you can look at child porn. If you're somebody famous, they're going to nail you.
Right.
They're going to get you.
But, I mean, if you're Jared Fogle, and there's no, I mean, it hasn't been proved yet, but evidently his buddy has been under serious investigation for child porn. Now, my other question is, I obviously don't know anything about child pornographers except for that Different Strokes episode where Arnold and his buddy go and see Gordon that Jump at the bicycle
Gordon
store.
Jump. They all look like Gordon Jump.
They all look like Gordon Jump.
Actually, they kind of do. Trust me. Go watch the movie Chicken Hawk. Like, try to find that somewhere. I think they have it online somewhere that you can watch it for free. And everybody in it, they're all kind of like Gordon Jump. Except they're creepier.
So Jared Fogle, it is bicycle shop with Arnold and his buddy. I forget the buddy's name in that episode of Different Strokes. It's so disturbing. You know, Dudley. Yes. You know what's so disturbing about the Gordon Jump episode of Different Strokes is because they actually show the child porn taking place.
That's kind of amazing when you think about it. Think about the shit that we can't get away with now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we can't, my God, it's shocking to think that you would think that TV would become more permissive, and it has in so many ways. Pop culture has. But think about the things you couldn't get away with now, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Right, no.
You couldn't get away with that. No freaking way.
Yeah, and of course, this episode of Different Strokes, they actually go into the back room. Gordon Jump instructs Arnold and Dudley to take their shirts off. And then he starts, and I think their pants, didn't they have to take their pants off too? And then go into this long, awkward, uncomfortable sequence in which Gordon Jump is just taking pictures of Arnold and Dudley with just their underpants on.
Well, that's because it was a very special episode.
It was a very special episode.
Yeah, we don't have the very special episodes anymore. Millennials missed out on that.
But really, in hindsight, couldn't they have just described that instead of actually showing the porn taking place?
You're right. What they should have done is they should have had the boys, like, off camera so he couldn't see. And Gordon Jump, take his shirt off and, like, start rubbing his nipples with his thumb. That'd be so hot.
Just disgusting. And Gordon, poor Gordon Jump, too. They had to, I mean, I don't know, did he ever, I guess he recovered from his role as a child pornographer. But, I mean, I would imagine now they would have a hell of a time filling that part. Like, oh, yes, I'm going for an open casting call down at Different Strokes at over at NBC. What's the part? Oh, it's, I'm this bicycle shop owner, and I molest Arnold and his friend Dudley on the show.
God damn.
Oh, that's good. Hey, break a leg. Break a leg on that. Good luck with that audition. Yeah, and I've already got, this is my second callback. Never in a million years would they be able to do that. Like, they rebooted that show. That episode would not happen.
Yep.
All right, so stupid Jared Fogle lost his Subway endorsement thing. I think there was some other thing that he was involved with that he got canned from, too.
Sponsorship. I haven't really kept up with the story. I know the original, the original report. That was all over the place, obviously. I guess I was kind of curious. I mean, obviously, you can't, that's radioactive. Child porn is absolutely radioactive. But I guess I kind of wanted to know whether it was whether he was arrested or he was just being looked into because of something that his partner or somebody else was doing or something along those lines. In other words, like when I first saw that they dropped him, I'm like, well, that really makes a lot of sense. But what if the guy's not arrested? What if he didn't do anything? But I have not followed the story. So if somebody wants to knock me down on that, please feel free.
There have been celebrities who have been caught up in child porn things, like the guy from Ferris Bueller's and Deadwood.
Yeah,
he was. Jeff Jones. His career kind of recovered. I mean, he got cast on Deadwood after he was involved in all that. And I wonder if though Jared is important enough or talented enough that people will overlook the fact that maybe he was into child porn.
Well, you don't want. I mean, as an actor, it's one thing.
Yeah.
As somebody who's a spokesman, oh dear God, no, you don't want that. Especially not when your slogans eat fresh.
Jeez, yeah, I forgot about that.
No, that's an
Eat
that's
fresh
a joke.
Yeah. So the Sharknado 3, the production of Sharknado 3 dropped Jared Fogle from the production. So he will not be in Sharknado 3 because Sharknado 3, too respectable to have
Jared
Fogle.
Yeah, wow. When you've been dropped by that movie.
This dropped just 4 hours ago. Sarasota, Florida. A woman in Florida claims she wore the FBI wire to record phone conversations with the man known as the subway guy, Jared Fogle. The Sarasota woman who asked WWSB not to identify her said she spoke with Fogle on numerous occasions beginning about 10 years ago. He said, quote, he said something to me when we were off camera, and that really stuck with me, the woman told WWSB. I thought to myself, did he really just say that to me? And she's not specific what he said.
I like little boys' cock.
Oh, God.
That's what he said that stuck with her for 10 years.
Yeah.
How would God's name, how did we not know? 10 years ago, was he even the subway guy?
I think he's been doing this quite a long time. And you know what? Wow. He doesn't look that good. I saw the pictures of him getting out of the FBI RV.
That's right. That's the big story here. He got fat again.
Yeah, he got fat again.
Fuck you, Subway.
And the weird thing is, I don't know if you've seen the picture, but it's impossible to not see this. He looks like he's got, like, what's the radio-friendly word? He looks like he's got wood in there. Like, he looks like he's...
Oh, yeah, no, I think that's just the crease of his, right. Like, he's wearing, like, khaki shorts or something. But
what,
yeah.
What an unfortunate crease, then, it is. It's got, like, a pants tent going on as he's coming out of the FBI RV after being asked about his kiddie porn, alleged kiddie porn ring. All right, we're going to take one last break and come back with the thing I've been looking forward to all damn day. We're going to talk about Jesse Ventura right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good. and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's bubblegenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the show today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Okay, so my newest favorite crazy person is Jesse Ventura.
And it's maybe your newest favorite crazy person?
Well, I mean, let's
say... That
guy's
been batshit for years.
Well, that's... I know, but I mean, I'm just now rediscovering the batshit Jesse Ventura thing. And I knew that. I mean, I knew that all along, but it's just like he was off my radar for a long time. All right, so Jesse Ventura has some sort of video podcast.
He just looks like he's been, you know, I mean, he looks like an older guy who's really exercised a lot or really worked out, and his whole body is now betraying him.
Yeah.
You know, like he's sore. He looks like a guy who's really f***ing sore from head to toe.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, you're exactly right. Like, everything is starting to disintegrate, right? Yeah. It's still there. I mean, he still looks fit, but it's all starting to fall apart. But the funniest thing about him is there's one thing about him that I guess you have to admire is that he's fiercely independent. I mean, he doesn't care. He'll go on to Alex Jones, and he'll start talking about conspiracy theories with Alex Jones, and you'll think, God, he's out of his mind. And then he gets on his video podcast, starts talking about the Republicans, and it's entertaining as hell. Here's Jesse Ventura on the GOP candidates for president.
These Republicans think they're going to be president? Well, not if they keep saying shit like this.
Jesse Ventura.
The grand old party has...
That was me. That was me doing the Jesse Ventura vocal.
Mm. Oh, I know. I could hear that, though. I could picture that.
Already announced 12 contenders. Hell, by the time this airs, the number could be even bigger. And I've got to tell you, it's been a bit of a wild circus. So today, we're going to tell you some of the crazy things these hopefuls have said about our nation's most important issues.
Thermite paint.
Right.
This was clearly recorded like in March, and they're just now getting around to releasing it for some reason. Because you know why? Because he's Jesse Ventura.
Yep.
And Jesse Ventura can record something in March and then release it in July, and it's still okay.
Brigida, who's up first on... politicians say.
On climate change, Texas junior senator and climate denier Ted Cruz told CNN, quote, "We were told by Al Gore and others there was global warming, and that was going to be a big problem. And then it morphed. It wasn't global warming anymore. It became climate change. And the problem with climate change," he says, "is there's never been a day in history of the world in which the climate is not changing."
If you look at a graph...
Oh, my God. He's going to start talking about graphs.
But you don't actually see the graph, do you?
No, of course not.
It's not, if you look at this graph, it's, if you could find a graph somewhere and look at it, you might see something.
Right.
Carbon graph and a heat graph, they both parallel each other. As the carbon graph goes up.
Carbon. I love that.
Carbon, yeah.
Upper Midwest accent. The carbon. Yeah. This is where Jesse Ventura parts ways with Alex Jones, by the way. Because Alex Jones is one of the guys who thinks that global warming is a hoax.
Yeah.
Dan Bedondi definitely thinks global warming is a hoax.
Dan Bedondi is a moron.
Right. Well, that's a foregone conclusion. Of course he's a moron.
God bless his mental kids and all that.
But Jesse Ventura seems to think it's real, which I guess good for him.
The heat graph goes up accordingly. It's that simple. So the more carbon you're putting into the atmosphere,
You know what? Here's the flip side of that.
Yeah.
He thinks that it's actually caused by DARPA. The government's doing it.
You mean DARPA? It would be DARPA.
DARPA is making the Earth warmer. DARPA and their weather weapons are making the Earth warmer.
Mr. Governor, do you think it's because DARPA is putting thermite paint on the Earth, making it hotter?
DARPA has dug through the crust of the Earth to find thermite paint and molten lava. They're painting the top of the Earth with that.
And so that's...
And that kind of now I know I can swear. That's awesome. Listening to him swear is my favorite thing ever.
Well, he only says the S word. But anyway, so you think, Governor, that it's the thermite paint that DARPA's using to make the Earth hotter and therefore cause all of this environmental mayhem?
Indeed.
Oh, my God.
Let me show you a graph here. I don't know where that graph is, but if you look online, there's a graph somewhere.
That is a scientific fact, Ted Cruz. It's not debatable. It's science.
On welfare and women, Jeb Bush during his first... Sucks,
what really sucks is that, like, he's saying some great stuff here.
Yeah.
He is. And that's why it's so painful to think that, like... That, like, this guy who sounds so completely reasonable a year ago talked about how he was going to move to Mexico to escape the drones.
That's right.
And he's doing this interview from a quote-unquote undisclosed location.
Right.
And he really does believe that thermite paint brought down the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he does. So you wonder, I mean...
You know who he is? You know who he is? He's that guy. Only you'll get this joke. You're the only one in our entire audience. He's that guy who they brought on to WKRP in Cincinnati, that one episode where he seemed completely sane, and then he started talking about how children are, by adult standards, completely insane. You know, so he started doing an interview with, I can't remember with who, with like Les Nessman or with Johnny Fever or something, and he sounded completely normal, and then as he kept going on, he got crazier and crazier.
Well, it's like Gordon Jump, the bicycle shop owner in Different Strokes. You know,
we are a shitload of bad 80s sitcom references.
See, you think he's just an innocent bike shop owner. He's a nice enough guy. Looks like a decent guy. Looks like the Maytag repairman. Looks like Arthur Carlson from WKRP, because they're the same person. But they say, fine, great, no problem. And then suddenly he's back there. He's fondling Arnold and his buddy Dudley in the back room. And we're treated to it for an entire segment of a primetime sitcom. All right, here's more Jesse Ventura.
Run for Florida governor in 1994 said that women on welfare, quote, should be able to get their life together and find a husband.
Well, how many times is there welfare where there's a man and a wife that are on it? I think the problem is slightly more than whether a woman should get her life together and find a man. Chances are she did find a man. That's why she has kids and she's on welfare, because he ran off.
On same-sex marriage, Ben Carson said, prison sex proves homosexuality is a choice. He told CNN, a lot of people who go into prison straight, and when they come out, they're gay.
I would just ask him...
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for this answer.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
When he made the choice of whether to be gay or hetero, because clearly ignorant people like this think that... This is a big day in your life where one day you got to sit down and you got to look at yourself and you got to say, well, am I hetero or am I gay? Unfortunately,
am I hetero or am I gay?
No, you know, again, he's making perfect sense.
He's making so much sense.
It's great. He is. He's making a lot of sense.
Incredible.
But again, the problem with this is that you listen to this and you go, man, he sounds utterly reasonable. And then you look back on the fact that he hosted a show called Conspiracy Theory for like 4 years or 3 years or something like that. And he's nuts.
Governor.
He believes a lot of really crazy things.
I have a question for the governor. Governor, do you think there's a gay conspiracy to turn everyone gay and to have gay weddings and to make...
I think that there's a gay conspiracy. I think that they put... thermite paint on my heart, and that's what turned it into just a nub. It's what brought it crashing to the ground.
I am literally falling off my chair.
Holy God, that's funny.
Don't work that way. Your body tells you. It's physical. You are born that way. But see, people like Ben Carson can't...
Ben Carson. An agent for DARPA.
Get it through their thick heads that people are indeed born that way. They're born gay. Like they're born with black skin. Like they're born with blonde hair.
He's so great.
I love him. Everything he's saying here is right. Every single thing. He's absolutely correct.
And are you like me? Are you imagining Mean Gene Okerlund standing right next to him with a microphone?
Yeah.
Whatever, blue eyes, whatever it might be. You can't change the way you're born. So anyone that would make a statement like that should not be the president of the United States by any stretch of the imagination.
On drones, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has stated, "If I'm president of the United States and you're thinking about joining Al-Qaeda or ISIL, I'm not going to call a judge. I'm going to call a drone and we'll kill you."
Whatever happened to due process? Whatever happened to the rule of law where you have to be charged with a crime?
Charged with a crime in Minnesota.
Ben Carson's going to charge you with a crime by DARPA.
And go through the court system and be convicted. At what point do these Republicans think that now you don't even need a courtroom? Well, we know. Bin Laden, he never got his day in court either, did he? Never even got indicted for it.
Yeah, this is where I part ways with old Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring Bin Laden to court.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I disagree with you completely there.
Well, he doesn't actually believe that Bin Laden did anything. He believes that the towers were brought down by thermite paint.
Yeah, he does. He believes, you know, he's a truther.
Yeah.
And to me, that's lunacy. That's bat crazy.
It really is.
You know what my thoughts are on that. My thoughts are when it comes to conspiracy theories, it's always the same. Show me proof.
Yeah. And I have
whenever you get that stupid argument back from conspiracy theories, well, you didn't shoot me down. I notice you're not arguing with me. I don't have to argue with you. You're the one making the outlandish claim. You're the one who has the burden of proof. Show me proof. The crazier the thing that you allege, the more you have to back it up with rock hard proof. And if you can't, to quote, you know, the immortal words of Christopher Hitchens, that which can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence.
Exactly. And you know what? The bottom line here is I have no patience whatsoever. Nor tolerance.
None.
For the 9/11 truthers or the Sandy Hook truthers, in particular. You know, that's where Dan Badani's been all this time. That's why we haven't had a new Dan Badani tape in a while. Dan Badani's been, like, dogging all of the Newtown officials as they're going to these hearings brought by this, you know, this frivolous lawsuit by Wolfgang Halbig. This guy who thinks Sandy Hook was a hoax, and he's, like, subpoenaing all of the Newtown officials, the chief of police, and all these guys and wasting their time with a stupid, frivolous, frickin' lawsuit. And Dan Badani's been there with his microphone. I watched a clip yesterday of Dan Badani chasing around the Newtown police chief up and down the street with a microphone that wasn't turned on. He's, like, talking to a microphone, and it is clearly, like, the ambient microphone attached to the camera. And he's talking into it as if it was working. Yeah, this is recent. This is, like, 3-4 days ago.
Jesus Christ, this guy is still harassing
that
town. That town full of people who are still trying to recover from this.
He is Wolfgang Halbig is this nutbag who's wasting everyone's time and everyone's money by dragging them into court. And then Dan Badani is his little yappy dog who then, you know, after Halbig's done grilling them in a hearing, then Dan Badani chases them around afterwards. Yeah, I mean, and there was nothing. I mean, I didn't even bother to record it because it's just not funny to me. He doesn't say anything stupid.
And again, that's the thing where we take a step back and I say, for all the fun that we make of Dan Badani, he's doing real damage.
Yeah,
he genuinely does deserve to get hit over the head with a 2x4 to stop him.
That's right.
Because he's just, you know, and I say that figuratively. Actually, I don't know whether I do, but either way. He's a douchebag.
Yeah.
And he's doing damage and he's hurting people. He's hurting, you know, he's devastating people who are already devastated.
Yeah. We're gonna do more of this Jesse Ventura tape on the Postmortem Show. You can get that at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. See you on the other side, folks. Bye-bye.